This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Matt Levin was telling us earlier about landlords trying hard to get more tenants in the door by giving them deals on their rent, which I mentioned because it's a fair bet that some of those tenants are tenants because being able to buy their own homes just isn't in the cards. We have, as we all know, been dealing with inflation in this economy the past couple of years on basically everything, groceries, new cars and trucks, construction supplies, all of that and more have gotten more expensive. One item in particular, though, housing has had such sharp inflation over decades now that it's starting to change the landscape of American economic life. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks at what happens in society and what has happened in history when prices for basic necessities get so high.
Let's go back four decades to 1984. Ghostbusters is a blockbuster that year. And the median price of a new home? Not so scary, $79,900. Since then, consumer prices overall have risen about 200%. But that median home price these days? $417,700, up 423%.
There's no question that the cost of a house has gone up relative to cost of living overall.
Chris Mayer is a professor of real estate at Columbia Business School.
More and more, a single-family home has become a luxury good, which has not been the case in the United States until now.
Mayer says for previous generations, working-class home ownership was plausible, even likely.
My in-laws lived in Reading, Pennsylvania, neither graduated from college, and yet they were homeowners and owned multiple houses over their lives, having a part of the American dream. And that would be very, very difficult for folks in the same circumstance looking at the cost of homes today.
This is not the first time America has dealt with rapid destabilizing price increases, says Notre Dame economic historian Tom Stapleford.
The big moments of price inflation are happening around wars. World War I, World War II.
It's the early 1940s, and as the U.S. prepares for war, factory towns spring up across the country and workers flood in.
There's not adequate housing services, so food prices, shelter prices are going way up.
The government tries to convince consumers it's really not that bad.
They actually produced a radio script called Housewife versus Economist,
starring the wartime head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics talking to his wife.
You purchase apples. Apples are so much more expensive than they were before, but maybe you didn't notice sugar prices are still the same.
The government's trying to calm American housewives down because of how badly they reacted to soaring prices back in World War I. In 1917, when food prices doubled, working class women in New York rioted, just like they had more than a decade earlier over kosher meat prices. It's a long tradition. Going back to the 1500s, says Swarthmore College economic historian Robert Duplessis, when grain harvests in Western Europe repeatedly fail,
you actually get religious and political rebellion as a result of a disastrous bout of inflation. Grain prices basically triple in a couple of months. People riot.
They also stop buying meat and new clothes to buy bread. Duplessis sees parallels today as high home prices ripple through this economy. People have to rent rather than buy. They cut back on essentials to pay for housing.
The housing inflation of today is a little bit like the grain inflation of the 16th, actually into the 18th century. Because remember, grain riots had a lot to do with the onset of the French Revolution.
Now, one reason why riot and revolution are probably not in the cards today is that food prices haven't doubled or tripled in a matter of months. Instead, it's taken 4 years since the pandemic hit for food prices to go up 25%. Home prices have more than quintupled, but that's over 40 years. And as expensive as mortgage rates are right now, they were twice as high in 1984, peaking that year above 14%. Still, Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School says home price inflation is fueling a lot of consumer discontent and disillusionment.
Are you better off relative to previous times? Housing leads the list of things where the answer to that question today for many people is no, I'm not better off.
Mayer says for the past century, home ownership was a rite of passage for most Americans, a prerequisite for creating a family and building wealth. But with prices at current levels, it is no longer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.